Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Network, and this morning we have a special guest, Shelby Kalinske. Before we get to him and talking about the danger of cell phones, I wanted to briefly comment on 60 Minutes last night. I always listen to 60 Minutes on Sunday evening because I want to know what the enemy are doing. CBS is the enemy. They put on Oprah Winfrey, whose goal it is to destroy our faith in Christianity. They tell us there are lots of ways to God. And, of course, she does such a wonderful job. She's so convincing. She's such a nice person. But her purpose is to destroy our faith in Christianity. But 60 Minutes, of course, if you look at the screen on CBS, you see in the little right lower quadrant that I, the emblem of the ancient mystery religions, CBS was originally organized by the occult element of the CIA. But anyway, last night, the 60 Minute program started out with a heart-rending program on people in Las Vegas who dying of cancer and can't get chemotherapy because they've simply discontinued the chemotherapy. They've run out of money. The county hospital there just doesn't have the funds for it. Now, before government interfered in medicine, everybody got medical care. It was provided by every county. And what you did, certainly if people had a home and they had a certain amount of money, but they didn't have enough for their full medical care, the government put a lien on their house. They could live in the house the rest of their lives when they died, while the county government took control of the house and sold it to make up for the money that they'd spent providing medical care. And, of course, all the people who were involved were too well off to get Medicaid. They could have certainly sold their homes, got their care. They could have certainly got their families. A woman who was dying of lymphoma. It was a heart-rending story. She was going to die because, well, she was just too wealthy to get Medicaid. Well, she certainly could have worked out a deal where they could have had access to her home after she died. But all of it is aimed at telling us the government has got to come in and fix the problem that they've created. And believe me, under government health care, they're going to ration access to health care. Talking about some people with lymphoma have to take certain medicines, $50,000 a year. Obviously, the drug companies are ripping off the public and making great profits and being facilitated by the medical establishment Everybody is, of course, responsible, but the only person who's going to lose out in the end is the average individual, because government health care, federal health care, is rationed health care, and they're going to determine who lives and who dies. But they use these impassionate programs to tug at your heartstrings and say something has to be done. Well, believe me, we had a great system before the government interfered and brought in Medicare and Medicaid and began cost-shifting and created the problem. And, of course, they've created this current economic contraction. It's all as phony as a $3 bill, but it doesn't matter. People are losing their homes, and people are going without medical care. That is the great tragedy of today, and they've done this all intentionally to justify expanding government control over our lives. The second program last night was about torture in Iran, and it was a heartrending story and about the terrible things that were done to this man who was in an Iranian prison. But remember, it was the CIA that toppled the Shah and brought the mullahs to power, and they knew exactly what they were doing. Why would we have brought a fascist government to power? Wouldn't we be better to let the people set up their own governments rather than we setting them up with ruthless government like the Iranian government that was set up by the CIA after the CIA toppled the Shah in 1979? But they never mentioned that. Nor did they mention the torture inflicted by the American government. And if you haven't read General Taguba's report, the major general who was told to investigate Abu Ghraib, but if he told the truth, he'd lose his commission, and he told the truth about how they put electric wires on males' genitalia, and you know, a lot of these were innocent people. The horrible things that were done by the American government, why aren't we talking about that and holding the people responsible? We can't do anything about what's going on in Iran. We can do about what happened here. Most people don't know that Mr. Yu, I believe that was his name, he was the fellow who wrote the directives for the Attorney General. He was Assistant Attorney General, saying torture was all right. He's been arrested and being held in Italy. He's going to be transferred to Spain for trial for war crimes against humanity. Totally blocked out by the controlled media, and they've indicted Douglas Feith and a number of other people who will not go on trial because they can't get hold of him, but they have Mr. Yu, and I hope he gets what's due him when he goes to trial in Spain. Even though I don't agree with this sort of thing, I have no sympathy at all for the people who, for political reasons, justified torture. Then, of course, what about you out there in the audience? What did you say about the torture that was going on? You knew it was going on. Did you ever hear the screams at nighttime? Well, with that enough, I hope that you'll stop and think about how 60 Minutes is being used to draw our attention to the atrocities in the Iranian prison, never mentioning that we installed that government, and our government does the same thing, and they beat people to death in prison. And if you doubt that, go up on the Internet and look up the story of Trentedo. Kevin Trentedo, T-R-E-N-T-E-D-E-A-U, who was beaten to death in the jail, and of course has been covered up by the government ever since then, because they can't let the American people know that this sort of thing, terrible things, go on in our own prisons. And we have more people in our prisons today in the United States per capita than any other nation in the world. In fact, we have more people in our prisons than they even have in communist China today. One in every 33 Americans is in prison, probation, or parole. And one in every 3 young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. Do you ever wonder why black people feel that perhaps they're being discriminated against in America? Is it possible they are being discriminated against in America? And the answer to that is absolutely. Well, let's get to our special guest this morning. Shelby, thank you so much for being with us. How did you get interested in this issue of the danger of cell phones, and are they really dangerous? And if they're dangerous, why isn't the government protecting us?
Well, first of all, what happened? Thanks for having me on your show, Stan.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll let you take the rest of this morning's program.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Shelby Kalinske, and Shelby was just going to tell us a little bit about the cell phones. He is concerned about the danger of cell phones, and I'm going to let him tell you the story, but I will tell you that I have in my records upstairs a publication that came out of the University of Washington that said, of course, they'd done some scientific studies at the University of Washington that showed the definite DNA damage to the brain when you use cell phones, and the university was threatened. They were threatened and told not to publish that, not to let anybody know. They were told they would lose funds from foundations and grants from other sources if they dared to tell the public the truth about cell phones. To their credit, the University of Washington, in a publication they sent to my closest friend, talked about exactly what had happened. And well, anyway, the information is there, but you're not going to get it, because when people try to tell you the truth about cell phones, they're threatened. And this has happened to the people of the University of Washington, the scientific sector. You can't have a free society when you have people powerful enough to threaten to crush people who tell you the truth. Pick up the story there, Shelby.
Well, first of all, I became involved with this, Stan. I was watching ABC 2020 in the fall of 99. They did a 20-minute segment on cell phone dangers, showing studies from Europe that indicated the potential health risk. And it was denied by the lobbyists of the cell phone industry, and it twigged my interest. And I went online. I started researching studies going back 15 years. They were positive, negative, inconclusive. And then I found products that claimed to block radiation. I had companies send them to me, and they were all phony stickers. And there's still a bunch of these things around. They do nothing. They just stick on your phone. By pure luck, I found material in Asia that claimed to block radiation, and I got them to send me a large piece, and I tested it through a universal testing method, and the material blocked 99% of the radiation from penetrating the material. Now, this is a patented material that was developed to protect workers in radioactive environments for their clothing, and it's still used that way today. So in January of 2000, I got the material, and I created a product called the Wave Shield. And I created the shield, and it goes over the holes, the slit that you listen through, so when you place the phone against your ear, we're blocking the majority of radiation going into your ear. I sent the shield to a U.S. government-listed lab to test on phones, and we got great results. Now, as you know, when a call comes in, it comes in off the antenna. Half the radiation goes into space. The rest forms around the side of the head where you hold the phone against your ear and runs through the body of the phone. The wave shield does not block that. As I said, we're only blocking the radiation going into your ear because that's the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and this is where most of the reports of tumors and health problems are, directly behind the ear. So that was our focus. And then we did testing in Germany and the Russian Health Department, who tested and approved the wave shield for sale in the Federation of Russia. Then when I discovered a lack of information in this country, I created a website called the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, cprnews.com. And if you go to cprnews.com on the bottom, if you click on World News, I have posted about 170 studies on cell phone dangers. Only two are from the U.S., okay? But one of them from the U.S. that came out about 7 months ago got everyone's attention. Dr. Herbelman, the head of the Cancer Institute at the University of Pittsburgh, warned all staff and employees to reduce cell phone use to reduce the risk of cancer. And a lot of people saw that. And, in fact, one of his staff was on Larry King. Larry King has done two shows, Are Cell Phones Dangerous? And on the first show, he had Johnny Cochran's widow and neurosurgeon on. Now, we all remember Johnny Cochran, the famous lawyer. He died 2 years ago of a brain tumor, and at that time, his daughter on CNN-TV said, the cell phone killed my father. On the same Larry King show, he had Dr. Vinnie Carana, a world-renowned neurosurgeon who's won over 15 awards, and he interviewed him from Australia. And Dr. Carana completed a study a few months ago, and the headlines were, cell phones could cause more cancer than cigarettes. Okay? So I talk to health groups. I do radio shows. I'm very pleased that you've had me on so we can make people more aware of the potential health risk of cell phones and cordless phones, which I'm on now, which are equal or worse than cell phones. Your listeners can remember that years ago, if you had a cordless phone, it was a weak radio signal. If you left the room or went outside, you lost the call. Well, now you can be a block and a half from the base, you don't lose the call. So they've gone from 200 megahertz of radio wave to 900 megahertz of microwave, 5.8 gigs of power. So I made a larger shield called the WaveShield 3000 for cordless phones, and it blocks up to 97% of the radiation going into your ear as well. And I've been doing this now for 9 years. I have distributors around the world. I have a lot of doctors and health stores and people involved mainly in the health field. So, as I say, CPR News is there with over 170 studies.
Well, tell us, what harm does it do? Is it carcinogenic? Does it have any effect on the cells of the brain, producing dementia or damage or anything else?
Well, there are three types of tumors related to cell phones. The most common one is called an acoustic neuroma. It's not cancerous, but it causes a growth in the inner ear, which affects nerves and blood cells and affects the brain function. The second one, the pituitary gland, the salivary, is cancerous. And the third one, called a glioma, is what Senator Ted Kennedy has, and he doesn't know it. When I heard Ted Kennedy had cancer on the left side of his brain, my first reaction was, does he use a cell and cordless phone there? And I've tried to reach the Kennedy family to send them some shields, but I haven't been able to reach them. But there is a connection there. The glioma is what he has. I get 6-8 reports of tumors a week now. Children are at the greatest risk because their brain tissues are still developing. The radiation goes deeper into their brain, and they live on the phones. Now, the French government, about 2 months ago, passed a bill banning all advertising to children. In England, and by the way, the British have spent over $15 million on cell phone safety research. The British government will not allow anyone under 9 to use a cell phone. Sweden, Switzerland, and Germany also have restrictions. But in this country, you've got 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds using cell phones. Hey, be in touch with mommy. It's big business.
Well, now, why isn't the FDA or some other government agency trying to protect the American people from a very real danger? Brain cancer is just about as horrible a cancer as you can possibly get.
Well, yes, that's true. Well, they've only spent a couple $100,000 because the lobby is very strong. Now, you mentioned about the University of Washington. Dr. Henry Lau of the University of Washington, has been there for years, has been studying radiation and the DNA effects, etc. And he has done experiments with rats where he hit them with radiation in a maze. They lose their short-term memory, which is one of the symptoms, and they couldn't find their way back through the food. And he's been a very strong advocate against cell phones. Well, somebody called me about a year and a half ago and said, go to the University of Washington archives. The cell phone industry tried to get Dr. Henry Lau fired from his job at the University of Washington. Okay?
So I believe it. I mean, I think our listeners must understand that this is the way the system really works. Now, why can't you bring criminal charges against these people? Why can't you bring lawsuits against them producing something and putting this out that can actually produce cancer? Well, very simply, I mean, you get a lawyer, why, they'll usually buy him off or perhaps even something far worse. We're dealing with vicious people, in my estimation, who are not concerned about human suffering or the cancers they're producing, and they know what they're doing. Go right ahead.
Well, there have been lawsuits over the years, and people who worked in the cell phone industry in the early years there were a lot of tumors. But all the lawsuits were thrown out because there was no absolute proof that the cell phone caused the cancer. This is like tobacco in the early years, where you couldn't win, but now you can. There was a famous case several years ago. A then 41-year-old neurosurgeon in Baltimore, Maryland, had a tumor behind his ear. It was an acoustic neuroma. He hired Peter Angelis, who was a renowned lawyer and who had sued asbestos and tobacco successfully, took on the case and said on TV and in print, I would not take this case on if I didn't have a 90% chance of winning it. Well, 2 years later, a judge threw it out because there was no conclusive proof that the cell phone caused that tumor. The neurosurgeon did not die, but the acoustic neuroma and the growth caused damage to his brain so he could not function properly and could never do his daily chores or be a doctor again. So we're at that point now where more and more information and more studies are coming out, and things are going to change. And since since the University of Pittsburgh came out with that warning, there's just been more and more news on this. But I'm getting reports every week now. And on CPR News, I keep linking them. And as I say, there was a study just came out of Canada, brain cancer links to youngsters using cell phones. And this came out of Canada on March 22nd. And the other problems we have are cell phone towers, a major, major problem. Now, you see the ads, if they don't want you to lose the call, can you hear me now? They're putting up cell phone towers in neighborhoods. They're putting them over schools and paying the schools and not telling them what they are, and you've got radiation falling on the schools 24 hours a day. We have a virtual epidemic here in Florida. You have a lot of schools with microwave towers over the schools. So you're not missing a call. Okay, and they're getting closer to houses. I had a gentleman call me and said, Shelley, there's a microwave tower 100 yards from our house. We can feel the heat. What should we do? I said, move. So this is what's going on. It's big, big business. And, the cell industry doesn't want to hurt anybody. I mean, 20 years ago, nobody knew that cell phones were potentially hazardous, and they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place now, and, it's business, and they do care about their customers, but, what are they going to do? So that's where we're at, and I'm dealing with I talk to a lot of groups. I'm doing some fundraisers with cancer research groups and schools, et cetera, and I'm just trying to make people more aware of the potential health risks. Cut out non-essential calls. We've become addicted to the cell phone. People are bored. They're walking around looking for a call, waiting for a call. They're talking too much on them.
Well, I agree with you totally. We have somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Jim from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. I want to ask him if on the cell phone towers, I've seen these things, these dipoles mounted on, there's a funeral home in Fort Collins off of Trilby and College that has cell phone dipoles, it looked like, the big long, they're about 4 or 5 feet long. Mounted right on top of a retirement home right on the roof, and it's a four-story building. So, you know, I think those people are compromised. But my question was, what about, do you know anything about using this kind of radiation or transmitting frequencies over the carrier that's on the cell phone tower to use it to control people's minds? I know that sounds kind of fringe, but I've heard this going around for quite some time.
Well, as I say, they're putting up more microwave towers. I'm not an engineer or scientist. They're putting up more and more microwave towers so you don't miss calls, and lead from buildings interferes, so you're getting them on top of buildings. I had a gentleman call me and said, Shelley, I got a parochial school for free, but there's a microwave tower over it. And I said, well, you've got radiation falling there. There was a study that came out of Sweden about 3 years ago. People who live in rural areas receive more radiation because they have to increase the strength of the signal to the phone. And something came out a few months ago. You have more people using their cell phones in their homes now, they're getting a better deal. So they're
right.
Using cell phones in the home. And they don't want you to miss a call. There was a convention in Las Vegas several months ago, and they were very excited. They've made a little box, a mini microwave tower that you can have right in your living room so you don't miss a call. Isn't that exciting?
Wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful? They're all excited.
Yeah, I'd like Dr. Stan to look into that if he has in his leisure time. I'm sure that's going to get a laugh from you, Dr. Stan. Looking into the, we know that we can influence people's minds electronically.
We can, but I don't know whether they're doing that at the present time.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll just have to wait and see, but there's enough to be concerned about here. Thanks so much, Jim. God bless. Bye.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry. And it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Jan back here. Our guest in the morning, Shelby Kalinske. We're talking about the danger of cell phones. Ladies and gentlemen, they are dangerous. I have no question at all. There are people in government who have a different worldview and are unconcerned about human suffering. In fact, they really believe there are too many people in the world, and they're unconcerned that that cell phones can produce cancer. We have somebody on the line. We'll be glad to take your calls at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark Call here in Iowa, Colorado.
Hey, good to have you with us. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, thank you. Shelby, as a ham, I'm among a number of folks, I think, that have at least understood antennas and stuff like that and have known for quite a while that there was an issue here. And one of the things that I had tried to do was to talk family into and purchase for them the little wired microphone handset thing so that you could at least move this device away from your head when you're using it. And I know that helps quite a bit. But obviously the wire is a hassle. People don't want to use it and so forth. And so my question really is, have you had any data on whether Bluetooth and the lower power wireless type headsets are really any better, whether they make a difference or not?
Are you there, Shelby? Shelby, are you there? Well, I hope we didn't lose Shelby. I guess it sounds like we did. So perhaps our producer get him back on the line here. Just wait and see. Hold. Shelby, you're not there, huh? Well, I'm going to ask our producer. I have his number. Please come on, and we'll get you the number. But anyway, I really can't comment on that one way or the other. We lost our guest, so...
If you want, Dr. Stan, I'll comment a little bit more since he's not on there to do that. Like I said, of course, anytime you have something that is radiating into space, because it's a volume issue that's being talked about, if you can move something twice the distance away, the amount of power that's absorbed into a particular spot, like inside your brain, drops dramatically as the cube of the distance. So the trick is to try and use, if nothing else, a handset or something to get that phone away from sticking it right next to your ear. You notice that your guest was talking before one of the previous breaks about the fact that a lot of times people will use it on one ear, and so they get a tumor on the left ear because that's the one they stick that thing next to. They don't get the tumor in the right ear because it's just that much further away. And so, like I said, the wires help quite a bit if you can get it away, but they're a big hassle. Nobody likes to use them. They get tangled up in the car and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm interested, too, in hearing what your guests might have to say as to, or maybe you even have an idea as to how much the little the shield units cost. That certainly is a big plus. But at least a part of the idea with Bluetooth is it's also wireless. It uses radio frequencies, but it's much lower power. And so if you're going to stick something right on your ear, hopefully it would be better. The question I didn't know the answer to is just how much data is there. It says how much better it is.
Well, hold just a moment. Let's see. We have is Shelby back?
I'm back here. We had a little phone problem. I heard you talking about the Bluetooth.
Yes. And what
very
about
dangerous
that?
Product.
Worse than sticking it right next to your head even?
It's very dangerous because the signal from the phone carries radiation right into your ear. And wired headsets conduct three times more radiation into your ear than if you just put the phone against your ear. They're very dangerous.
All right, fine. Does that answer your question?
There is an answer. What I did was I replaced the wire going into your ear with an air tube, like a stethoscope, so only air and sound goes into your ear, zero radiation. So I have a radiation-free headset that I created, and it works, and... you can see them on waveshield.com.
Waveshield.com?
Right, and the wave shields are available there. There's also of interest, I have a website that I can send people to if they're buying a new phone with the highest and lowest radiation phones. But I can only email it. So if you want to email me at a funny word, take and saved, like take, T-A-K-E, and like Nancy, save, like save money, all one word, TAKENSAVE at AOL.com. I will send you the link so you can see every make of phone with the highest and lowest radiation levels.
Okay, but before I go, Shelby, just one clarification, if you would,
yes,
on the Bluetooth issue. So you're saying that certainly Bluetooth doesn't solve the problem, and it may be better even than the wired.
Very popular because there's no wire, and the signal from the phone is carrying radiation directly into your ear. And when I see people wearing those, I get very nervous, and then you see the light flashing, because as long as it's on, you're in contact with the microwave tower. So there's radiation sitting there in your ear all the time.
Okay, but they're actually worse than the cell phone. Yeah, you're saying they're actually worse than the cell phone directly next to your head itself. I would have figured that the power level would be quite a bit lower, if nothing else.
Well, it's the wired headsets are three times worse. But, the Bluetooth, again, very popular, but the signal is carrying radiation into your ear, and it depends on the strength of the phone and the proximity to the tower.
Yeah, okay. Well, one last comment, too, and I'll let you go. I appreciate your input. If you're at home, at least, and you have to use one of those things, a little speakerphone is a help as well. At least it gets it away.
Good. And if you have a wired phone in your home, like the old phones that are wired on the wall, that's safe. That's a radio wave. But as I said, cordless phones, of which I'm on now, are equal or worse. So I made a shield called the WaveShield 3000 that blocks up to 97% of the radiation going into your ear. I'm on this 8-10 hours a day.
And we can look at that on WaveShield.com as well,
right.
I assume.
And there's another important thing. People who are very sensitive will get heat, headache, fatigue, tingling, short-term memory loss, hard of hearing. And I get calls and emails from people after they put the wave shield on who are sensitive. Shelley, my phone isn't hot. I'm not getting headaches. My hearing has improved. So we've got to get people to understand, cut out non-essential calls. Children, we've got to limit the usage there. They are at the greatest risk. 3 weeks ago, I had a doctor call me. Said, Shelley, my 22-year-old daughter lived on the cell phone, lived on it, kept it on at night on her pillow while she was sleeping so she wouldn't miss a call. She died of a tumor behind her ear. And I'm hearing this all the time.
Well, I think they're dangerous, and I think that first they're not going to stop them because there are people in government who have a different worldview. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, thank you very much. That's good information. God bless.
God bless. And again, our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And who's calling in?
From Fort Collins.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, thank you both. And I just you answered the question on because you mentioned the radiation still comes from the antenna, so your answer is the device that you created that it comes through the air tube. And you can find that on WaveShield.com?
Right, because I used an air tube. Only I even sent it to a lab, and they said, Shelley, there's no electricity going up the air tube, only air and sound, so there's no radiation going into the ear. There's still radiation on the wire connected to the phone, but nothing's going into your ear. And I use mine in a car, and, of course, I keep it in the middle console, so nothing is touching me.
I see. That's it. Okay, I'll have to check that out on your site. Well, I do have one of your wave shields, and I thank you for that.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear that. It's really important, and I'm not doing this to pitch product. My job is to inform people, to make them, good decisions based upon fact. And as I said, CPRnews.com, I mean, there's about 170 studies I have posted there from around the world, mostly from Europe. Okay?
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
There was another study of the two studies, another one that came out of UCLA University in Los Angeles.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
You may not plant a quarter million acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA Basic Pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Shelley Galinsky, and do we have anybody on the line at all calling? Do we have a caller? I guess not. Our number then is 970-689-8255, and my goodness, we got another caller this morning. Good morning. Who do we have?
Hello, this is Don.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. Do you have a question?
I'm sorry. Hey, my question is on the take and save at something.com. I was wondering, what is the website?
Well, that's the email address, takeandsave@AOL.com, takensave@AOL.com. If you have any questions after, or if you want to get that website that has all the highest and lowest radiation phones.
Okay,
The website is waveshield.com.
Waveshield. Okay, I've got that. Hey, my other question would be, whenever you go on your website, do you have some type of a quick synopsis that we could give to our kids and grandkids that do live on the phone? Because this is going to be harder for them to quit than smoking, you know.
I know.
And I'm just looking for something that's going to startle the parents into action.
Well, send them to, and I'd be happy if you email me, I'll send you a brochure, but if you go to CPR News, anyone who's skeptical, just go to CPR News, that stands for cell phone radiation, CPRnews.com. And when you go there, on the bottom, click on World News, and you can start reading over approximately 170 studies on cell phone dangers, and a lot of them on the danger to kids. I'm on the front page now, and we've got brain cancer linked to youngsters using cell phones that came out on March 22nd. France bans ads for mobiles to children. That was in January. Cell phones cause kidney failures. Cell phone radiation affects brain tumors in children out of Sweden. And on and on and on.
All
the studies are there. I'm only reporting. As I said, I'm an engineer. I'm not a doctor, scientist. And I was mentioning earlier the other study besides the one at University of Pittsburgh that came out last year from UCLA University, women who are pregnant with cell phones, it affects the child's behavior and increases levels of autism.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. I've got one more question. The push-to-talk telephones, are those better because they're not up close to your brain?
Which ones?
The ones like the Nextel where you just push and it's a radio, you push to talk.
If you're using a speaker, that's safe because nothing's touching you. Every centimeter is important.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, thank you for this information. This is very good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
The thing is, we need to get the information out. We haven't done a program on this subject for a long time, but I think it's a very important subject, and I think people have to realize that this is well known at the upper echelons of government, and they're absolutely refusing to do anything about it. I mean, I will take a cell phone with me if I'm going on a long trip traveling. And I never use it other than perhaps to call my wife and say, hey, honey, I'm here. I love you, and that's it. I will not speak for any length of time.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Well, I think this
if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Emergency. But this idea of living with one of these on your ear and talking all the time or having a blue pin
on
your ear.
Well, as I say, become addictive. It's a valuable, valuable device for emergencies and, like you say, to stay in touch with people. But we have people. I live in Florida. I was at the beach on the weekend, and I was there for 2 hours. There was a lady on her cell phone for 2 hours because they're bored.
She's just really endangering her health. How expensive is this this shield that you sell?
They're $19.95.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, they're very inexpensive. I made them that way, and we fit every phone in the world. I make an oval shape and a slim style for all the new flat phones, like the iPhone, the BlackBerry Curve, Pearl, etc.
Are you the only person who sells this, or do you have dealers who put it out?
I have distributors around the world, and in Australia, Europe, Canada. My biggest market here is, as I said earlier, the health field. I have a lot of doctors and health stores and vitamin stores and people involved in health, and I set them up as distributors, and I teach them everything. I provide them with all the test results and brochures and marketing materials because it's really, really important that we make people aware of the potential health risks.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I have a question about the air navigation, traffic control. Air traffic control.
How would that fit in?
It's this. I live about 6 blocks from the station in Longmont, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that these things, they process 6,000 aircraft a day that they could communicate with. And
you're worried about the radiation then from the air traffic control?
Right.
All right, what are your thoughts on that, Shelby?
I don't know anything about that. That's the first mention I've ever heard about that. I don't know if that's radiation or radio waves.
That would be radio waves.
Yeah, which are safe. I've never heard anything about airlines or being in touch with. I would think that would be a radio wave, which would be.
That would be a radio wave. And Shelby, I have an antenna for a radio station on the roof of my house, and we've lived here for 20 years or more with it, and we're still doing pretty well. Okay, I wouldn't worry about it.
And I tell people too with the phones. If you can find one, get a phone with a long antenna. Every centimeter is important because the signal comes in off the antenna. Now you have very few like that. You had some with stubs. Now you can't even see the antenna. They built it right into the phone because it looks good.
Now, if you have a cordless phone, just a standard over-the-counter thing.
If you have a cordless phone that's wired. Or not. If it's a wired house phone, that's safe.
Well, it's wired to but then there's an extension which is cordless.
Well, the cordless extension, I would think it would be dangerous, wouldn't you, Shelby?
Yeah, newer ones. I run into people who have an old cordless phone. I just say, you go outside, you lose the call? They say, yeah. I say, well, that's safe then.
But there's
a wave shield for that. But
I see.
I had a gentleman call me. He was 2.5 blocks from his office when his phone went dead. He said, Shelley, I took a look. I'd taken my cordless phone by mistake. He was 2.5 blocks from his office. That's how strong they've gotten.
Okay. Hey, we're out of time. God bless.
Thank you very much,
Shelby. And thank you for calling. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. Actually, we covered this in my talk on the planned population reduction. I think it's an important talk. We have a talk on called Nunder College Genocide, Population Control, and then, of course, Planned Population Reduction, where we simply went into all of the things that they're doing to endanger your health, and that was 13. One of the things we talked about, I mean, there's so many things out there, that's the rocket fuel. They're finding the refuse of the rocket fuel, the jet fuel in children's formulas today. And they know that all of these things are harmful to the health, and they're allowing them to be used, and they're allowing carcinogens to be used, and they know the danger, you know, depleted uranium and Agent Orange that they used on our troops, and many of them are dying. So many are dying unnecessarily. Planned population reduction, I think, is an important talk. And the other two, supplemented, if you want to get them separately, you can. But planned population reduction is almost a two-and-a-half-hour talk I gave at the Prophecy Club. You need to get the information, and we have the documentation on everything we say. So if you'd like to get the material, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's really very rare that the people on the dark side reveal what their plan is, but you can go to our website at radioliberty.com and look at the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, where, of course, this occult satanic monument where they regularly hold satanic ceremonies, and, of course, they're inscribed in 8 different languages and the 10 commandments that come from the pit of hell. And the first one is maintain the population at 500 million in constant balance with humanity. And of course, that doesn't sound too bad unless you understand they're talking about killing off over 90% of the population, because 500 million is less than 90% of the present population. There really are people there who have a different worldview, because they worship a different god. And that takes you into my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness, of the DVD, or the book, and then our talk on the Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret, and you need to get the syllabus with that. And that and so much more is available through our ministry. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, and of course you can listen to our programs there. On the internet 9 hours a day. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And planned population reduction is an important talk. Then, of course, you need to get my DVD on the Eye of the Phoenix. It goes into the occult emblem on the back of the dollar bill. And then, of course, you would need to get our other DVDs in that series, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and, of course, the Riddles in Stone. We put together a four-CD set called Financial Armageddon, interviews with people, some of the best speakers we have on this subject, Financial Armageddon, and of course we hope that many of you would be interested in listening to that, Financial Armageddon. So if you'd like to get that, or any of the other items we have, I've got great books on the financial collapse that's taking place. The book, The Coming Battle, written in 1889. But it's the same battle. The banks, of course, created this whole thing working in concert with the government. And they're simply not making the loans. They've raised the prices. Why? Because they want to create this crisis to be used to bring in a new world order. Well, we're out of time, so remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart.